This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai, Parshas Lech Lecha. The first mitzvah that was given to Avraham Avinu, of course, is the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And the question we want to deal with is that we know, we have a tradition, that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula even before it was given. Right? That's our Masorah, that's our tradition. The Pasuk says, Ekev Asher Shama Avraham B'Koili. Avraham, listen to my voice. We know Avraham Avinu kept even Erev Tavshilin, right? Even the laws of, in order to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So even Avraham Avinu kept the laws of Erev Tavshilin. Even first, right? Avraham ate matzah, he sat in the sukkah, he kept the entire Torah. Right.
With the
so here's the question.
We just ended the last class with Bris Milah, whole Maisa with Bris Milah.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so, they sent me a message, you know, right before the show what I should talk about. I told them, whatever you end off with, that's what we're going to talk about.
You do a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah
with a mitzvah with
the
Bris Milah.
Did you do a mitzvah with a tuba or with that?
So Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula even before it was given, with the exception of one mitzvah. There's only one mitzvah Avraham Avinu didn't do. He only kept 612 mitzvahs. He didn't keep 613. Which mitzvah didn't he do? Bris Milah. Because he's 99 years old and he still doesn't have his bris. Until Hashem comes and he says, you know, Avraham, it's time, you know, shine sight. You know, what are you waiting for? It doesn't get any easier. So the question is, why is it that Avraham Avinu's Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula? Did Pidyon HaBen? He did everything.
He didn't do Truma, Meiser.
Sure he did.
His wife again.
Truma, Meiser. He did everything. He did Truma, Meiser. He gave Meiser, right?
No,
the question is, why did he not do Mila? Why didn't he do Mila? So the famous answer of Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, the famous answer of, we'll see about Pinyah Ben, he may not have done Pinyah Ben, but the famous answer of Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, one of the, what we call the super commentaries on Rashi, he's a commentary on a commentary, says Mizrahi, Mitzvah Mila Loi Kaima Ad Shenestavala. He did not perform Mila until he was commanded. Why? Mishim Diyodea Haya Avraham knew Shaite Lehitstavasala. He knew he'd be commanded. Va'aziya Mitzuva Va'isa. And then he would perform it when he's commanded. Shehugado Mimi She'enu Mitzuva Va'isa. Which is greater than someone who wasn't commanded. So Avraham Avinu knew about Mila. He knew he could have done the Mila, but he didn't do it. Because he wanted to do it on the highest possible level, which is when he would be commanded. So wait a second. So why did he do any of the other mitzvahs?
Yep.
Why did he sit in the sukkah? Why did he eat matzah? Very simple. He sat in the sukkah and he said to himself, let me sit in the sukkah, and when God commands me, so then I'll continue to sit in the sukkah and sit in the sukkah as one who's commanded. But Bris Milah,
you get one chance,
right? You only have one chance. So Avraham said, if I do Bris Milah before I'm commanded, I'll never have the opportunity to do Bris Milah when I'm commanded. And therefore, Avraham Avinu, of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, the one mitzvah he didn't do is Bris Milah.
You could have done it tough as done Bris, though. He could have been.
That's not the full mitzvah.
He could have taken himself out of being in a mohol.
He wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah completely. So, this answer of the Mizrahi is not so simple. Not such a great answer. Right. As the Marsha asks, the Marsha in Masechta Yevamo is Daf Kuf asks, and you have it on your sheet at number 30. The Marsha asks that this answer of the Mizrahi is not going to help you. Right? Why not?
Because he has a mitzvah to do it at 8 days.
Because first of all, that's a very difficult answer to say. He was waiting till he's commanded. And it doesn't really explain Avraham's whole life. You know why? Because what about the fact that Avraham Avinu married Hagar? Hagar was from which nation? She's Italian. She's a mitzvah. She's a mitzvah. Even if you cannot marry a mitzvah, right? A mitzvah cannot come, b'kal Hashem. So don't tell me that the reason why Avraham Avinu didn't do Mila is only because he wanted to be commanded. Because there are other things Avraham Avinu violated. For example, he married a mitzvah. Says the Marsha, this is a problem with the Mizrahi, because it's not going to explain all of Avraham's behavior. Okay. So what we would like to explore today, perhaps, is another beautiful reason why Avraham Avinu did not perform Bris Milah before he was commanded. Okay. There's a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu that says the following. Koy Amar Hashem. So says Hashem. Im loy brisi yoimam v'layla, if not for my covenant of day and night, chukai shamayim v'aretz loy samti, I would not have created heaven and earth. If not for my bris, there would be no world. What is this pasuk talking about? What would you say?
Mila.
Mila. In fact, the Mishnah says in Masechta Nedarim, Gedoyla Mila, Mila is very great, She'omalehi, if not for Mila, Laibara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esayilamai, God would not have created the world. You know, God says, should I create the world? Should I not create the world? Oh, Mila? Fine, I'll create the world. How do we know this? She'nemar, like the Pasuk says, Kayamar Hashem, Im Laibrisi Yoimam V'layla, if not for my covenant of day and night, Chukai Shamayim V'aretz Laisamti, I would not have created heaven and earth.
How about Bris
Ben Absalom? No. Bris Ben Absalom, he could have gone without the world. The Bris Ben Absalom would not have cut it. No pun intended. He needed Bris Mila. Right? He needed Bris Mila. If not for Bris Mila, God would not have created the world. That's what the Torah says. That's what the Navi Yirmiyahu says, according to the Gemara Nedarim. The problem, though, is, if this pasuk, Koyomar Hashem, Imlai Brisi Yamalaila, what's the Gemara saying it's referring to? What does the Mishnah say it refers to? Mila, how do you read the words? Imloi brisi yoimam v'layla, if not for my covenant of day and night? How could that be referring to Mila? You can't do Mila at night. It says, v'ayoyim hashmini imam v'sala arla. So you can only do Mila during the day.
But you have a Mila.
Imloi brisi yoimam v'layla, what does this mean?
But brisi, once you have it, once you've done it, then you have it at night too.
In fact, I'll tell you why it's very shver. Because, simply put, the pasuk Koyamar Hashem Imlay Brisi Yoimam V'Layla is not referring to the Bris of Bris Mila. You know what it's referring to? Talmud Torah. In fact, right? Look in Pirkei Avos. Right, the second mission in Pirkei Avos. It says the world stands on three things. Right, Shimon HaTzadik Hayu Mishyari Knesses Hagdola. Hu Haya Oimer Al Shloish Advarim Ha'Olam Oimed Al HaTorah, Al HaAvoda, VeHagmilas Chasadim. God created the world for three things. One of them is Torah, learning. Says Rashi, how do I know the world stands on Torah? Look at Rashi number 7. Shenemar, im loy brisi yoimam v'layla, if not for my covenant of day and night, chuka shemayim v'aretz laisamti. Now, if the pasuk is going on Torah, the pasuk reads beautifully. Because im loy brisi, if not for my bris, yoimam v'layla, which mitzvah do you do, yoimam v'layla? Which mitzvah does it say, v'higisa ba yoimam v'layla? Torah. Simply put, the pasuk is referring to Torah. Imloi brisi yoimam v'layla. If not for the covenant that you perform day and night, chukai shemayim v'aretz laisamti, I would not have created the world. Yet the Mishnah and the Dharm says it's not going on Torah. It's going on bris mila. So how do you read the words? Imloi brisi yoimam v'layla. You can't do the bris day and night. So there's a well-known Tosfos Yomtov from Masechta Nedarim. Look at number 5. Af al gav dein molin ela b'yoyim. So he said, like you said, yeah, Rabbi Yosef, Kalmakim, Hare Misha Shanimo, Hineam HaMitzvah Kayem Sukufa Yom V'Layla. Once you have the Mila, so the Mila is on you day and night. But then he says, I read the pasuk a little differently. Give me a knife, you know, you have one anyway, right, for the Mila, you're going to cut up the pasuk. You read the pasuk like this. Kayam HaHashem, this is what Hashem says, Imloi Brisi, if not for Bris Mila, now take your knife and cut the pasuk. If not for bris, then guess what? Yoimam v'layla, day and night, chukash v'amaretz, heaven and earth would not have been created. You read the pasuk like that. Koyamar Hashem, imloi brisi, if not for my bris mila, you know what would not have been? Yoimam v'layla, chukash v'amaretz.
Okay. But nachtezen v'layla.
What?
That nachtezen v'layla, the time.
Yeah, but you see, here's an important thing. A lot of Bali Kriya, they have a disease called esnachta-itis. And a lot of guys, right, let's say this. If you read it like that, you're not yotze the kriya. If you don't stop after an esnachta, or it's also right tipcha itis. Imloi brisi of tipcha is what we call a melech in Chup. It's a pause. You need to pause after a tipcha. Tipcha is a major stop. The Zohar says, if not for a tipcha, the world would be destroyed. Talk about that a different time. But you read like this, Imloi Brisi, stop. Yeah, Balkoire, who runs over the Tipcha, Mishnah Berurah says, Bevadai Machzirin Oisai. You gotta stop him. Right? You gotta correct him. But any event, so we have another number of problems over here. Number one, I don't understand something. What's this pasuk talking about? Is it talking about Bris Milah? or is it talking about Torah? The Mishnah Nedarim says what? It's talking about. It's talking about bris. Elsewhere in Nedarim, and like Rashi quotes in Pirkei Avos, it's talking about Talmud Torah. So what's this pasuk talking about? It can't be talking. Did God create the world for bris milah, or did He create the world for Torah?
Torah. I mean, we would. 2,000 years until Abraham,
yeah,
there was no bris milah. How did it exist?
Well, how did the world exist?
Yeah, for 2,000 years.
What is this pasuk talking about? Did God create the world like the Gemara Nedarim says in the Zchus of Bris Milah, or did God create the world as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos in the Zchus of Torah? I'll ask you another question. All right, let's go back to this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, yeah? Shimon HaTzadik says the world stands on three things: Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim. He left one out. Which one did he leave out? Bris Milah. What happened to Bris? You know, he doesn't like Bris. Doesn't like bagels? What is it? So here, no, so we're gonna have Rabbi say 10 questions here. Okay, so hold on to your socks. The first question is: we want to know why did Avraham Avinu not perform Bris Milah before he was commanded? He performed all other 612 mitzvahs. Why not Bris Milah? Number two: why in Pirkei Avos doesn't it say that the world stands on Bris Milah? After all, the Mishnah says in Nedarim, if not for Bris Milah, God would not have created the world. And let's see number nine. The Gemara Nedarim says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Gedoyla Taira. Taira is very rich. Shomale Taira, Lo Niskaimu Shamayim Ba'aretz. If not for the Torah, the world couldn't exist. Shenamar Amlai Brisi Amlaila. So I don't understand. You can only learn one thing out of this, out of a pasuk. How could you learn out from the same pasuk, the world stands on Bris Milah, and the world stands on Torah? I mean, there's one pasuk. It's telling us the world stands because of Brisi. What's Brisi? Is it the Bris of Milah, or is it the Bris of Tyra?
Why can't they be connected?
Yeah, that's why I have a job. Right? So you have to see what's the connection.
You will?
No. I have a shear. Okay. Then another Gemara. Very interesting. The Gemara says also a little bit later on in Nedarim, Davar Acher, Gedoyla Milah, Milah is great. Sheshkula Kneged Kal HaMitzvah Shevetayra. It's equal to all 613 mitzvahs. I mean, talk about highway robbery over here. It's equal to all 613 since when? I know every morning when you wake up in the morning, you say, Eilu Dvarim Shel Mashiach, the Talmud Torah Kneged. So the Gemara Nedarim says, you know what? You know, once in a while, you could switch it. You could say, Ubris Milah Kneged Kulam. Where did that come from? Since when? Since when is Bris Milah equal to all 613 mitzvahs? Okay, now, next question, that's question number four. Next question is very interesting. If you want to say that we have a covenant in just between me and you, right? Let's keep this between me and you. What does that mean? Nobody else knows about it. No one else could see. No one else could know that. No such a thing. Why is it that by Bris Milah it says, Zois Brisi Asher Tishmeru Beini Uveinechem? This is a bris that's between me and you. Between me and you? Yeah, now this is not my question. This is the question of the Eilos Ephraim. Bris Milah is not a private, it's a bris between us and Hashem. It's a public spectacle. You have a Bris Milah, everybody sees. Everybody sees what's happening. It's not some kind of secret. So why do we say the bris is only between us and God? As if to say, like, only God knows about it. Only God knows about it? So it's not a secret. Anybody could tell. Why? This is a question of the other stuff. Why, by Bris Milah, of all things, it says, Beini uveinechem. It's specifically between us and God. As if no one else could possibly know about such a thing. Okay. Hashem gives the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael says what? Nasev v'nishma, right? Not really. That's the second time. But what do they say the first time?
Nasa.
Which parsha is Nasev v'nishma in? Nasev v'nishma is in number 13, Parshas Mishpatim. Vayikach Sefer HaBris, Moshe takes the Torah, Vayikra ba'aznei ha'am, Vayomru, and they say, Kol asher dibar Hashem, Nasev v'nishma. But that's not what they responded originally. In Parshas Yisr, Parak Yotes, number 12, Vayanu kol ha'am yachta vayomru kol asher dibar Hashem nasa. What changed? What happened between Parshas Yisra and Parshas Mishpatim that first Klal Yisrael says, Nasa, and then they respond, Nasa v'nishma? Very interesting. Look at number 14. Af Adam Arishon Yatsa Mahol. Adam Arishon was born Gamalot. How do we know that? Shenemar. Vayivra Elohim Esa Adam Bitzamai. God created man in his image. So if God created Adam in his image, it must be Adam was created already circumcised. What does that mean? That makes sense. Oh, how do we know Adam was created with already Gamalot? Because he's created in the image of God.
We're also B'Tzelem Elokim.
You know, we're the, you know, when you take a copy and you make a copy of a copy, you know, it sometimes gets a little.
Still a copy.
What does this mean that since Adam was created B'Tzelem Elokim, he must have been created with a Mila? And then later on, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, Adam Arishon Moishech Ba'arlasai Haya. Moishech Ba'arlasai means he hid the Mila, he pulled back the foreskin. What does that mean? Why did he do that? Yeah, like, what does that mean? Okay. By the Kriya Shem, you know, by Bris Mila, so you say, in the Nusach of the Kriya Shem, Yismach Ha'av, B'yotzei Chalatzav, the father will rejoice, B'sagal Imai, the mother will rejoice, B'fri Bitna. Kakasov, like the Pasuk says, Yismach Avicha, okay, the father will rejoice, V'imecha, and the mother, B'sagal Yoylatecha, and someone else, a third person will rejoice. Yoilad Techa.
Hashem.
The one who bore you. Who's that? Well, the Gemara says, Kal ha-melamed es ben chaveroi Torah ki'ilu yoladai. If you teach someone Torah, it's like you taught him. It's going on the Rebbe. What do you bring the Rebbe here?
He's away, 5 years away.
Yeah, the Rebbe, he's the kid still got time before the Rebbe's going to see any nachas from this kid. You know? Why do we say Yismach Avicha? The fathers will be happy. The mother and the Rebbe. Why the Rebbe? You know, what's the Rebbe going to be happy about? Why do we invoke the Rebbe at the Bris Mila? Okay. And finally, a question that we really all should be bothered by, but we probably say it too often to ever think about it. And that is in benching. Okay. We say the first thing we thank Hashem for is Noidol Hashem Lekeinu. Okay, so the first problem is what? No, it's out of order. Thank you for Eretz Yisrael. Thank you for taking us out of Mitzrayim. Thank you for Bris Mila. Thank you for Torah. Why do we first thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael? First we should thank Him for taking us out of Mitzrayim. And then we should thank Him for Eretz Yisrael. I mean, the order makes absolutely no sense. Why do we start off by thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his commentary on the Siddur, the first thing we thank Hashem for was what the ultimate goal of everything was. He took us out of Mitzrayim, and He gave us the Bris Mila, and He gave us the Torah, so that we should enter Eretz Yisrael. So first, you know, we get down to the... First we thank for bottom line. Bottom line is, thank you for Eretz Yisrael. And then we go back to order. So Yaakov Emden says the order is still bad. Why? Okay, fine. Asher Tzei Son Hashem in Meretz Yisrael, good. V'yal Brischa Shechasamta B'Vsareinu, and for Bris Mila? Does anybody know when did we get Bris Mila? Historically, when did we get Bris Mila? Right? The night of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Hashem looks, He sees V'ad Eirom V'Aria, we were naked and bare of mitzvahs. Hashem gave us two mitzvahs, Da'am Mila and Da'am Pesach. When was Bris Mila? Yitzias Mitzrayim, before we left Mitzrayim. The night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we had Bris Mila. So then why in the benching? What?
How is it night again?
Good kasha. That's a good question. So we have a shir on that, but maybe Pesach time. right? When did we get Bris Mila? The night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if that's the case, so the benching should say, thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. Thank Hashem for Bris. And thank us for taking us out of Mitzrayim. Thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. But why do we first thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim and then thank Him for Bris Mila? It's out of order. So Rabbi Yaakov then says, oh well, even though Klal Yisrael did the Mila Mitzrayim, They didn't do the Priya yet until they came into Eretz Yisrael.
So people who died in the Midbar never had it.
Right. In fact, the people who were born in the Midbar didn't have Mila at all.
No, maybe.
Until they came there too. Like, so another Rabbi Yaakov Ben
I think that like by Neufel, right? You do a bris mila before you bury him.
Yeah.
So maybe over here also, when they buried them, they did the Priya.
Okay, maybe. But listen to Rabbi Yaakov Emden saying, the reason why we don't mention bris first is because they had the bris in the time, but they didn't have the Priya until they enter Eretz Yisrael. Like we find in the time of Yeshua in Parakeh.
What's Priya?
Priya is when you pull back the Arla. You pull it. After you cut it, you pull it. Okay, so...
About the sons of Moshe.
That was a long time before. That was... They may have had, but the problem is, if they didn't have the Priya until they came into Eretz Yisrael, that was after the Torah was given. So then the order should be: thank you for taking us out of Mitzrayim. Thank you for the Torah, and then thank you for that Mila should be last. In other words, make up your mind: why is Mila stuck in between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Torah? It really happened before Yetzias Mitzrayim. Elamai, what do you want to say? The full Priya didn't happen until later, so then it should be listed after Torah. But what are we stupping it in before Torah for in the benching? I mean, this order, right? If somebody handed in this composition, right? You're a principal, right?
Yeah, right?
Someone handed in this composition, you ask them, put it in order. They would fail.
Yeah,
they would flunk. They would flunk. So, okay. Okay. And finally, Yishubalei Haleket brings down, look at number 19. The numerical value of bris is
12.
Right, bris, beis is 2, resh is 200, vav is, yud is 10, and tough is 400, 612.
But with the koilo.
And plus the bris itself, that's a 613.
The koilo, yeah.
Yeah? But that's a little odd. Why specifically bris mila do we say it's equal to 612 plus it? That's 613. I mean, you should be able to do that for any mitzvah. You know, every mitzvah should be 612 plus it is 613. But we don't say that. Specifically bris. Bris is 612 plus itself is 613. Okay. So let's see if we could shed some light on some of these issues. We have an amazing story brought down in the Tosfos in Parshas Mishpatim, a story about Unklus, right? Unklus Hager. Unklus was the nephew of Adarianus Kezar. Let's take a look at it inside. Maise beUnklus Hager. There's a story with Unklus, ben Achoise shel Adarianus Kezar. He was the son of the sister of Adarianus. Shabikesh l'hizgaya. He wanted to convert. Unklus wanted to convert. Bahaya misyare midaidai. He was afraid of his uncle. Yeah, he's afraid his uncle would, you know, beat him up or something. So he tells uncle, look, I need to go somewhere. I need to go on a business trip. Yeah? Amar loy. He said, the uncle said, why do you want to go do business? What, you don't have enough money? You're lacking money? Here are the keys to my storehouse. You can take whatever you want. No. He says, I need to go out on my own and make my own way in life. You know, he says, Amalai, mevakesh ani lotzis lechutz. I need to go out to the outside world. Uleschakem. If you're just going to always give me money, I'm never going to develop my own talents. I need to go out on my own. Lahaker habriois. Right? To be able to deal with people. Tein etza beizah pragmatia. Do me a favor. I trust you. What kind of business deal should I engage in? He said like this. He said, find something that's, you know,
cheap.
Down on its luck, something really low, plus, a little bit, something that nobody's interested in. Invest in that, you can only go up. That was his advice.
Be a contrarian.
Right? Amalai, oysa shatir shenafla asok asok. If you see something, you know, that's really down on its luck, be involved in that. Shasayfa lasali sa'atam astakir, you'll make a lot of money. So where does he go?
Stock is low.
Yeah? Halach l'Eretz Yisrael. He goes to Eretz Yisrael, goes to Israel. He says, he comes to the yeshiva. He says, I'm here. He said, what's your name? My name is Unklus. You're Jewish? No. You have a mila? No. But I want to learn Torah. Amar loy, ein divrei Torah miskaymin el benima. You won't understand that. He said, why not? He said, because you don't have a mila. He said, huh?
You know, we're not
what does one thing got to do with the other? Because I don't have a mila, I can't. I'm learning with my head. Halachumal, He went and he had a milah v'lama Torah haber. He learned a lot. Umatzu Reb Lazar Rabbi Shua v'ro panav meshunais. Reb Lazar Rabbi Shua took a look at Unklus. All of a sudden, they see his face looks different. Amru zel azel. They said to each other, "Ah, it must be he learned Torah. He's a different person." Miyad sheba etzlam hischol lishol sheilas haber. He asked his rabbim a lot of questions. Then finally, he's headed back to Adar Yonas. Halach itza Adar Yonas. He goes back to his uncle Adar Yonas. Amar loy. He said to him, Lama panecha meshunais? You know, your face is a flame.
Shining.
Your face is shining. Why? Amar loy shalamadeti Torah. I learned Torah, but not only that. Vloyoid ela shamalti. I had a mila. Amar loy umi yatzlecha kach. Who gave you this ridiculous advice? Amar loy ata. You. You're the one who told me to learn Torah. Shamartili, you told me, get involved in something that's down on its luck. Eventually, you know, it will go up. Right? Shamartili, asok bid prakmachi hanafulosh sevilas alis. Bechazati akalumavum. I went to every nation, and I didn't find anything more downtrodden than the Jewish people. Right? Than Torah. Eventually, they're going to go up. Skip a line. He smacked him. What do you do this for? Amalei, he said like this. I wasn't interested in the Mila. Shebikashti lomoy Torah. I wanted to learn Torah. So he said, yeah, right. But what's with the Mila? So learn the Torah. Why do you have the Mila? Amarloi, hayalacha lomoy Torah v'loy lomol. Amarloi, ein yechayles lomoy b'loy Mila. You can't learn Torah without Mila. Shenemar, magid varav liyakov. Chukav mishpatav liyisrael. Why does it say Yaakov? Why not Bnei Yisrael? No. Lamisha hu mohol ke Yaakov. Only someone who has a Mila like Yaakov, who was born with a Mila. Uchsiv, layasachin lechogoy, umishpatin baal. Says Tosis baal? Baal. The Torah begins with a bez, ends with a lamed. If you want to learn what it says in between baal, the bez and the lamed, you need to have a Mila. So the question we need to ask Rabbi Yisai is, why, in order to learn Torah, do you need a Mila? What in the world does Mila got to do with Torah? Seemingly, they're completely, I couldn't possibly think of two mitzvahs that have no connection to each other than Bris Mila and Torah. And yet, Unklus Hager is saying, you know, I wanted to learn Torah, but they said, you know, there's one thing. You need to have a Mila. Why? Why? So we come to an amazing concept. And the concept is that the main function of Mila is not to cut the foreskin, not to cut the Arla. That's only the external act of the Bris Mila. But we're going to see in many, many sources that when you cut the external foreskin, it removes somehow spiritually something that covers the heart. Whether it may even be a physical thing. It may be scientifically intertwined, or maybe it's a spiritual covering. And by removing the physical foreskin, the spiritual covering of the heart is removed, and now the heart is open wide to understand the Torah. But with the foreskin, the physical foreskin, the heart is sealed shut, cannot comprehend Torah Hashem. Who says this? Number one, the Eilolos Ephraim. Eilolos Ephraim was Rav Ephraim Lunshitz, the author of the Kli Yakar on Chumash. Okay? The Eilolos Ephraim writes in Ois, it should be Shin Sadi Beis. He writes like this. Emes Nochen Adavar. It is true. Shehamila Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvah Shebetairah. Mila is equal to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Shemisparam, taf reish yod beis. The numerical value of Mila is 612. Zulas Hamila, besides the Mila itself. Vehamila nikreis bris. Mila is called bris. Oisiois lemispar taf reish yod beis, which has a numerical value of 612. Imkin hishkula keneged kulam. Now listen to this. Ve'oid shehisiba lamol arlas halev. The Mila is the cause that removes the covering of the heart. Shehatoyra mascheles umisayemes bai. In order to learn Torah, what do you need to have? You need to have a mind. You need to have a heart. Right? In Tanakh, the mind is called a lev. Uva lev ko chacham lev nasati chachma. God put wisdom into the heart. No, why doesn't it say the brain? In Tanakh, the brain, the mind is called the heart. The Torah, right? That's the introduction. If you want to learn Torah, you have to have a lev. That's why the last letter of the Torah is a lamed. The first letter is a beis. without a mila, your heart is clogged up. It's stuffed up. It's stuffed up. You can't understand anything. The cutting of the physical arla removes the arlas halev. V'imkein hisiba umakar l'chol ha'hasagas olikios. Mila is what opens the mind to understand any spiritual ideas. In fact, the amazing thing, based on this idea of the Eloi Safraim, Rabbi Kiva Eger paskins halacha l'maisa. Okay, they asked Rabbi Kiva Eger the following question. When at a bris mila, so there are two brachas. You make Asher Kedushanu b'Mesayis v'Tzivanu al ha-mila. Who makes that bracha? The Maya. Then you have another bracha. L'hachnisai b'vrisai shel Avram Avinu. Who makes that bracha? The father. Why does the father make that bracha? If the mayel is the one who's entrusted to do the mitzvah,
the father's mekuyim. The mayel is just a shliach.
So if the mayel is just a shliach, the father should make the bracha on the mila also, right? You can't have it both ways. So if he's doing the ma'aseh on my behalf, so let me make the bracha al hamila. If you need to make the bracha because you're the one doing it, then you need to say l'aknisa. I mean, these are two mitzvahs. These are two brachos. Either the ma'o should make both, or the father should make both. Either the ma'o should make the bracha alamila and l'aknisa, or the father should do it. So the Rebbe Kiva Eger quotes the Levush, that the Levush wonders, why in the world should the father make the bracha l'aknisa b'vrisai shel Avram Avinu? After all, the ma'o is doing it for him, and shulcha shel adam kamaisai. Says the Levush, the lehachnisai is not going on the mila. Lehachnisai is that now that he has a mila, now you could teach him something. Now the kid will understand Torah. Without a mila, the kid will never understand Torah. Who is responsible to make sure the kid understands Torah? The father. So it's the mayel going to make the bracha lehachnisai. The father makes the bracha lehachnisai. So listen to this case.
There's no father.
So Kiva Eger wants to know, what if the father's not alive? Right? Who should make the bracha lehachnisai b'vrisa shel Avraham Avinu if there's no father? So some Paiskim wanted to say, let the mayel do it. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, no. The grandfather has to make the bracha lehachnisai. So people said, the grandfather? If the grandfather is not commanded to make sure the kid has a mila, why would the grandfather make the bracha l'achnisai b'vrisai shel Avraham Avinu? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, because achnisai b'vrisai is not going on the mila. It's going on teaching Torah. And the same way a father has a responsibility to teach a kid Torah, the grandfather has a responsibility to teach a kid Torah. So even though the father makes the bracha what? Even though the father makes the bracha of... Even though the mayel makes the bracha al hamila, the grandfather can make the bracha l'achnisai b'vrisai shel Avraham Avinu. Why? Because it's the grandfather's responsibility, if there's no father, to make sure the grandson learns Torah.
Why is it called l'achnisai b'vrisai shel Avraham Avinu? Where do you say the Torah? How does that relate?
So maybe we'll be able to come to that. Okay, says Rabbi Kiva Eger that Torah and mila are not two independent mitzvahs. They're really two sides of one coin. Because since if you don't have a bris mila, you can't understand one word of the Torah. Yeah, you could say it, but it won't register, it won't be absorbed in your mind. So therefore, mila is what allows the understanding of Torah. So we had a question. How could the Gemara Nedarim say that the Pasukim Lebrisi Yom Halayla is going both on the mitzvah of bris mila and on the mitzvah of Torah? It could only be talking about one thing. The answer is very simple, Rabbi Kiva Eger says. It's going on Torah. But without a bris, you can't understand it. It's not going on two different mitzvahs. It's going on one mitzvah. It's going on learning. But without a bris, you can't learn. We had a question. Since when is bris mila shakal keneged kol ha-Torah kula? Right? The Gemara Nedarim says, mila is equal to all the 613 mitzvahs. No, it's not, right? We call that highway robbery. Only Torah is equal to 613 mitzvahs. You're right. Only Torah is equal to 613 mitzvahs. But if you don't have a mila, you can't learn anything. We had a question. If bris mila is so important that the whole world stands on bris mila, so why did the Tana and Pirkei Avos not list bris mila as one of the three things the world stands on? There's a fourth. It did list it. Where did it list it? Torah. Because without a bris, you can't learn. Without a bris, your heart is clogged up. It's stuffed up. It cannot comprehend the Torah. Says the Eloi Safraim, an amazing thing. Amazing thing. When Chazal tell us that Adam HaRishon was created B'Tzelem Elokim, in the image of God. Right, remember? And the other, right, look at number 14. In Avos Reb Nasan, it says, Adam HaRishon was created mahol. He was created circumcised. Like, how do I know? Because he was created B'Tselem Elokim. Just like God is circumcised, Adam was circumcised. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah? That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. Because he was created B'Tselem Elokim, therefore, he was created with a milah? There was, says Eloi Sephraim, look at Rashi on that pasuk. He was created B'Tselmai. What does it mean that man was created B'Tselmai? Lehavin ulahaskel, to comprehend. Just like God has Havana, comprehends the true nature of the world, Adam had Havana. So now the question is, how did he comprehend anything if he didn't have a mila? It must be he was gemalat. In other words, if Adam was created B'Tselem Elokim, which means, according to Rashi, he was lahavin ulahaskel, he was able to comprehend the world, it must be he was created with a mila. But after the Chedah of the Eitz Hadas, where Chazal tell us, his mind was clouded. So then, figuratively, Adam HaRishon was Mashach Bar Alasai. He lost the mila. The mila is just symbolic of the heart being open to comprehend the Torah. And I'll tell you something very interesting. Halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa. Look at number 28. The Rama writes, L'chatchila, when you eat an animal, you need to remove the arlas halev of the animal. You need to remove, there's a covering, there's a covering of fat on the heart of the animal. Before you eat the animal, you need to remove that covering. Look at the Rama writes in Yardea. V'noyagin l'chadchila lachtoich arlas halev. L'chadchila, we remove the arlas halev. Why? Why? The Rama says it's only a chumrah, and it's only a zahiros. Says the Shach, look in the Sefer Rikanti ala Torah, that since bris milah, the bris milah represents the arlas halev, so how could you eat the arlas halev of an animal? It's going to be metame your heart. It's going to be metame your own heart. So therefore, l'chadchila, that's what we do. Go ask a butcher. The arlas halev of an animal needs to be removed. Amen. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, what?
Only male, not female. The female does not have a bris.
Because she may not have an arlas halev.
Yeah, exactly.
She may not have an arlas halev.
I think the Brisker Rav says that.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. But it says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, listen to this. The benching is not out of order. It's in order. First, we thank Hashem for what the goal of everything was. Which was what?
Yisrael.
But then we go back. Thank you, Hashem, for taking us out of Mitzrayim. So what do you want us to do? You want us to thank Hashem for Bris Milah after Torah? No. We're not listing it in sequential order. We're listing it in order of necessity. And order of necessity is, first you need bris, and then first we thank Hashem. It's not, we're not ordering in historical order. We're listing in order of acquisition. First what needs to be done is bris milah, then what needs to be done is Talmud Torah. Because if a person does not have a bris milah, the Torah does not register in his mind. Right? Yeah. It's very interesting.
Now, one question.
Yeah.
You know, you said this skin doesn't let the heart to learn Torah, right?
Yeah.
So when you take the skin out, the heart opens up. So what about the goys that they have the bris in the hospital and they take the skin out?
Halachic bris mila. This is not just a physical thing. This is a spiritual concept. There's an arlas halev, like in the Chumash we say, "Umaltem es arlas levavchem." I'm going to circumcise the arla of your heart. Doesn't mean Hashem is going to physically come and do, you know, a bypass, right? When the Torah says "Umaltem es arlas levavchem," that's not talking about, you know, cleaning out the arteries, right? It's not talking about bypass, right? It's a spiritual process. Somehow by removing
mental cholesterol,
yeah.
But that increases the intelligence of the one who is circumcised?
Yes. It's not a matter of intelligence. Learning Torah is not intelligent.
It's a rookie.
Ability to learn, absolutely.
So you take a guy and do the procedure.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's halachic mila.
So maybe taking the skin of the bracha of the mila that the mohel says that enhances the...
The bracha is not ma'akev. It's by performing the mitzvah. The mitzvah God made the Arlas HaBasar somehow intertwined with a spiritual Arlas Aleph. But that's the purpose of the Mila. The purpose of the Mila is by physically removing the Arlas HaBasar, that somehow, that's the mitzvah, somehow it removes the blockage of the heart. Whether there's a scientific, physical blockage, that very well may be. Whether there's a spiritual blockage, that is certainly the case. There's an Arlas Halev, which is removed by the Bris Mila. Rav Tam says, that's why after a Mila, we say, Kishem Shen Nichnas LaBris, right? Ken Yikanes L'Tayra. The same way we enter the Bris. Now, when you enter the Bris, that opens up the heart. So now the heart is ready to learn. Okay, it's not enough just to be ready to learn. You have to actually learn also. So, Kishem Shen Nichnas LaBris, Ken Yikanes L'Tayra, L'Chavul Mazanab.
Do you say that by a
ger? Yeah, why not?
I don't know. I've never.
Me neither.
My neighbor was in a concentration camp, and he told me a story. He had a friend who was afraid to go into the showers because he would be identified as a Jew, so he undid his bris.
Okay. That's what we say by Adam Arishan. He was Mashach Bar Alasai.
But the Hellenists said the same thing.
What? Right. The Misyavnim. Yeah. Misyavnim. Okay, Rabbi, so just a couple more interesting points. Now we understand that at Bris Mila we say, Yismach Avicha, V'imecha, V'sogel Yoylad Techa. The Rebbe will also be happy. What's the Rebbe going to be happy for? What does the Rebbe care? The kid has a bris or the kid doesn't have a bris? Says the Sefer Bris Ephraim. Now we understand. Because now that the kid has the Mila and the Arlas Halev has been removed, now the Rebbe has, okay, I have something to work with. Now the Rebbe is very happy. Says the Ben Ishchai says an interesting remez. It says in Shir HaShirim like this: Eis hazamir higia, Eis hazamir higia, v'kol hatar nishma v'yartzenu. Right? What is zamir? Zamir could mean pruning, right? Cutting. Eis hazamir. Once the time for the cutting comes, v'kol hatar. Now we could hear hatar could also be rearranged. Kol hatara higia. Now we could hear the Kala Taira. Because without a Bris Mila, Taira is not understandable. Okay. So Rabbeisai, very interesting thing. Remember we started the Shir by asking, why did Avraham Avinu not perform a Bris Mila before he was commanded? He kept all other mitzvahs before he was commanded. Why didn't he do Bris Mila? So we're going to learn a very interesting Marsha. Says the Marsha, number 30. Go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth line. Look what the Marsha says. You know why Avraham Avinu did not fulfill Bris Mila? He says, Aval Haraim Kasa on the fourth line. The Raim writes, Ki Avraham Avinu kiyem kol ha'tara afilu erev tafshilin. Aval mitzvas Mila lo kiyem. He didn't fulfill Mila. The Yodea Haya Da Asid Litzavasla. He knew he would be commanded. Vaziya Mitsuva Vaisa. Fuhudachak. Marsha says, I don't like this answer of the Mizrahi that Avraham Avinu didn't do it because he wanted to be commanded. Gam Kash, it's also difficult. Imkain, Lama Nasa Mitzvah's Kaidam Shanimo. Why did Avraham marry an Egyptian? How could he marry an Egyptian? Says the Marsha, I'll tell you why. Avalafi Shita Seinu Nicha. Avraham Avinu, who said Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah? He only kept the Torah before it was given, after he had a Bris Mila. Not before he had a Bris Mila. Because before you have a Bris Mila, you're not even shayach to keep the Torah. Avraham Avinu only kept the Torah after he had a Bris Mila. So you'll ask me a question. Why did Avraham Avinu keep the whole Torah before it was given, but he didn't do a Bris? He only kept mitzvahs after a mila. So you'll have a question. So why didn't he do Bris Mila? He didn't do Bris Mila because he didn't have a Bris Mila yet. That's why.
Right? That makes sense.
Right? You want to know, Avraham Avinu didn't keep any mitzvahs before he had a Bris Mila. So now we have a question. Why didn't Avraham Avinu do Bris Mila? Because he didn't have a mila yet. Avraham Avinu only kept the Torah after his Bris Mila.
What did he do until 99?
Nothing.
Nothing.
He didn't do anything at all, says the Marsha.
Maybe Tarach gave him a bris.
No. Didn't have one.
According to the Marsha, it's not a question to begin with. Because Avraham Avinu did not keep the Torah before the Bris Mila. So you want to know, why didn't he do a bris? He didn't do anything before the bris. So you know, he should have done the bris before the bris. Yeah. Now, a person who doesn't have a bris doesn't do any mitzvahs. So now I have a question. Why didn't Avraham Avinu do the bris milah before he was commanded? He didn't do any mitzvahs before the bris milah.
How do you know that?
Yes, that's what the matter. What?
He did shkita and stuff before.
See, while you were there? No, I'm saying he kept the Zion mitzvahs from Noach, but to keep the 613 mitzvahs.
What?
Where did he get that?
First he gave them challah, then he gave them basar.
So you think he violated it?
That was after bris. Wasn't that after bris?
That was after bris milah, yeah.
No,
that was already on the third day of...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah? The Marsha says Avraham Avinu only kept the Torah after bris milah.
In other words, the bris milah...
Yeah, the mitzvah of the akedah.
That was after the bris milah. And that's not... Akedah is not among the 613 mitzvahs. The Marsha says Avraham Avinu only kept 613 mitzvahs after bris milah.
So in other words, you have to... Prerequisite for keeping mitzvahs.
Yeah. Yeah, prerequisite. So you want to have a question, why he didn't do mitzvahs before he's commanded? Someone who doesn't have a bris can't do mitzvahs. It's as simple as that.
When did he marry Hagar?
13 years before the bris.
He married Hagar before the bris milah. 13 years before.
Did he marry her if he had a bris milah and have relations with her?
No, he couldn't marry her because she was an Egyptian. But the problem is, right, the primary, we had a question, how could Avraham Avinu marry an Egyptian? You know what the answer is? He married her before he had a bris milah.
Right. That's right.
That's what the Marsha says. But Rabbi said that we're not here to say the Marsha's answer, we're here to say a new answer. Okay? Why Avraham Avinu did not fulfill bris milah before it was given? Okay? And this is really a beautiful answer. I have a question for you. We know Avraham Avinu, his whole life, he was learning Torah. How does that make any sense according to our shir today? We learned today that it's impossible to understand Torah without a bris because your heart is clogged up. And if your heart is clogged, you can't. So how did Avraham Avinu spend his life learning Torah if he was uncircumcised? So there's a very interesting sefer, La Bris Habet, by Reb Lazer Ginsburg, art scroll. And he brings down an answer to this question, what he thinks the answer is. And that is, there's a medrash that says, who taught Avraham Torah? Who taught it to him? Who taught it to him? Says the Medrash, his two kidneys became like two jugs of water, and they issued forth Torah. In other words, there's a concept, right? Haklayos yoatzos. The kidneys are sources of knowledge, right? Even scientifically, there may be a correlation between intelligence and kidney function, right? But that's what the Medrash says. The kidneys opened up and taught him Torah. So says Reb Lazer Ginsburg, why is it that you can't understand Torah before bris milah? Because your heart is clogged up. Avraham Avinu didn't use his heart to learn Torah. He used his kleios to learn Torah. He used his kidneys. So he bypassed. He circumvented the lathe. Right? He bypassed. However, we're going to explore a different reason. How Avraham Avinu was able to learn Torah before he had bris milah. And that is the commentary of the Parim Yafos, the Hafla, at the end of this week's parasha. The end of the parasha, it says like this. Listen carefully. Avram ben Tishim v'teisha shana, shanim, behimoylai besar arlasai. Avraham was how old? 90, right? 99. When? Behimoylai besar arlasai. Now listen to this. What does it say by Yishmael? Be Yishmael ben shloish esrei shana, he was 13. Behimoylai eis besar arlasai. By Avraham it says behimoylai bisar alasai, and by Yishmael it says behimoylai eis bisar alasai. What does Rashi say? Rashi says we know that the word eis always includes. By Yishmael it was a bigger job than by Avraham. By Yishmael it was eis bisar alasai. By Avraham it was just bisar alasai. Why? Because Yishmael was a young kid. The aver, that part of the body, was completely full. So therefore, it required a lot of cutting. But Avraham Avinu was already an old man. The Aver was already, part of it was rubbed out due to Tashmish Amita. Rashi, this is Rashi on Chumash. And therefore, it doesn't say Eis Bisar Alasai, it says Bisar Alasai. That's what Rashi says. Comes the Hafla. The Hafla says a different pshat. That's not what it means. You know why by Yishmael it says Eis, and by Avraham it doesn't say Eis? Because by Yishmael, two things were happening at his bris milah. He was cutting off the physical arla, the arlas habasar, but thereby cutting off the arlas halev. So two things were happening. It was behimaylai Eis b'sar alasai. So two things. But by Avraham, when he did the milah, only one thing was happening. He was only cutting off his physical arla. Why didn't he cut off the arla salev? Because Avraham had already succeeded from the time he was young in removing and purifying his heart, where he himself removed the arla salev without the milah. How do I know that, says the Hafla? Because the pasuk says, look at number 33, Atahu Hashem Aleikim, you are God. Asher b'chata ba'Avram, you chose Avraham. At first he was Avram. And he now became Avraham, Rashi says, where he ruled over all five added organs of the body. When he had the Mila, he ruled over his two eyes, his two ears, and the Arla. And you found his heart to be pure. Says the Hafla, you know how you read this pasuk? At first he was Avram, 243. He only ruled over 243 organs. When he had the Mila, he now ruled over all 248. What were the added five? The two eyes, the two ears, and the Mila. So the Hafla says, shouldn't it be six? Shouldn't it be he ruled over his lave also now? Says the Hafla, no. His lave was always pure. Why? How do we know his lave was always pure? Because of Umatzasas Levavainem on the Fanecha. Avram Avinu had already removed the Arlas Halev all the way in the beginning of his career. Says the Hafla, how was Avraham able to learn Torah if he didn't have a Milah? Because the reason you can't learn Torah if you don't have a Milah is because you have an Arlas Halev. But Avram Avinu had succeeded in removing the Arlas Halev. So Avram Avinu was able to learn Torah even without the Milah. So now you have Akasha. Why didn't Avraham do Milah before he was commanded? For what? For what purpose? He already succeeded in accomplishing the purpose of Milah. He had already removed the Arlas Halev. So we want to know, why did Avraham Avinu, why didn't he do the Milah before he was commanded? There was no point in him doing a Milah. It was pointless. He had already accomplished what Milah is supposed to accomplish. Then Hashem said, I want you to do a Milah. Hashem said, so I'm okay, I'll do the Milah. But it's not a kasha why Avram Avinu didn't do Milah before he was commanded. Because Avram Avinu was already umatzasa, slavavai, neman lefanecha, his heart was already pure. He had already removed Arlas Halev. He already fulfilled the tachlis of Milah. He already achieved the purpose of Milah. And therefore it was not necessary for Avram Avinu. He already did it. So now that Hashem commanded him, he said, even though the tach has already been fulfilled, I'll do it because you told me to. But it's not a question. We went to, why didn't Avram fulfill the Milah? Because how bechlal did Avram Avinu learn Torah before he had a Milah? What about the Arlas Halev? You have to say, the Arlas Halev, Avram Avinu already succeeded in removing. That's the case. It's not difficult why Avram Avinu did not perform Bismillah before he was commanded.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.